You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hello, I am Julie Marica, the host of the Daily Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Each bite-sized episode is less than 10 minutes long, so you can pair it with a good habit if you want, like flossing or making your damn bed, or you can just tune in whenever it feels right and you need a little jump start. We are all consuming a ton of content every single day, so why not start your mornings off with something a little more optimistic, realistic, and approachable. I am sure to include a lot of actionable tips and tricks to make starting your day and life in general just a bit easier and more enjoyable. The goal is to help you get out of bed so you can start making it. So check out Make Your Damn Bed podcast today wherever you listen to podcasts, or visit www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
In the spring and fall, many animals set forth on their annual migrations, and it's also a time when humans, too, may feel the urge to travel together en masse as pilgrims. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet with a special program from our archives. This week, in honor of St. Francis, there's a pilgrimage from Nogales, Arizona to Magdalena, Mexico. And for Jim Griffith of the Southwest Folklore Center, it resonates with another human migration.
Well, Geoffrey Chaucer wrote a poem called The Canterbury Tales, in which he goes on to describe all the things that happen in April. Nature is waking everybody up to such an extent that folk long to go on pilgrimage. And I think that's an answer not only for his pilgrimage, which was in April to Canterbury from London, but also to some extent an answer for this pilgrimage. Paraphrasing Mr. Chaucer, you can say, when October with its relatively cool winds has taken the real edge off the fierce desert heat, when it's cool enough that you can stand to walk around outdoors, when the summer rains have stopped and the roads aren't a sea of mud, and it's pretty easy to move, then folks want to move. And in this case, they want to move on a spiritually sanctioned trip.
Like Chaucer's pilgrims, the worshippers walking to Magdalena, Mexico this week are journeying to pay their respects to a religious tradition and to share the kinship and company of others gathered together for a common purpose. This program from our archives was originally broadcast in 1997. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.